It's 11:04. I'm James Stewart with VPR News. The Vermont Department of Health is investigating an outbreak of COVID-19 cases among members of youth and adult recreational hockey and broomball teams in central Vermont. The outbreak is associated with people who practice or played at the Central Vermont Memorial Civic Center in Montpelier earlier this month. To date, the health department has identified 18 confirmed cases among players and several close contacts. Most of the cases identified so far are among adults. The health department has informed schools if any cases were in attendance while they were infectious. Health officials said there has been no community spread of the virus beyond close contacts at this time. A pop-up test clinic will be held this Saturday, October 17th, at the Berry Auditorium from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Testing is recommended for people with direct links to the teams, the Civic Center, and their close contacts. Health clinics that care for Vermont's most vulnerable say that patients are still hesitant to seek medical attention due to the coronavirus concerns. Heidi Soulis is the director of the Open Door Clinic in Middlebury, one of 9 free clinics serving uninsured or underinsured Vermonters. She tells Vermont Edition getting patients to come in remains a challenge.
We continue to see more than traces of that reluctance, and we still accompany some people over to the hospital to help people get their labs, et cetera, because they're scared. They're scared of getting COVID.
Sula says telehealth services have helped, but many clinic patients lack the broadband internet needed for most telehealth care. An employee who works at the hospital in St. Johnsbury in a skilled nursing facility in Caledonia County has tested positive for the coronavirus. The Caledonian Record reports Northeastern Vermont Regional Hospital announced the positive case earlier this week, and contact tracing is underway for both healthcare facilities. Health department officials say the first round of facility-wide PCR testing is completed, and another round of testing will occur this weekend. The healthcare worker was asymptomatic and tested positive as a result of routine screening at the nursing facility. I'm James Stewart for VPR News.